You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
The U.S. finally got a Winter Olympics gold medal on Tuesday. Well, they added two more yesterday. Chloe Kim became the first woman to win back-to-back golds in the women's halfpipe. And Jeremy, she's only 21 years old, so that looks like the beginning of a dynasty, if you ask me.
Well, that's pretty cool. Good for her.
She's 21, and she's got her second Olympic gold medal, you know.
She's doing pretty good in life. She's winning so far.
Yeah.
Doesn't it always
kind of make you think, what have I done with my life?
Yeah.
And Nathan Chin grabbed a gold medal in men's figure skating. He dominated the event, so that was almost a foregone conclusion. People love him, and they apparently love his hair.
Big hair?
Because I've seen more than one woman post on Facebook about his hair. So they love it. Yeah, good for him.
Gotta look him up.
You looking it up? You looking up his hair?
He's
Nathan
good hair.
Chin?
Yeah, good hair.
It's good.
Good hair.
Hey, I can't deny it. And you know, and that gold medal reflects it too. So really looks good. You know, the big game is this weekend. I have for more than 20 years advocated strongly for moving the Super Bowl from Sunday to Saturday night. And for years, people have pushed back, no, it's a tradition. I'm like, well, so what? I mean, it'd be better on a Saturday night than on a Sunday night.
Sure would. Parties and whatnot.
Exactly. Again, people have been pushing back, but guess what? Things might be coming around. A new survey found that about half of Americans are now on board with moving the Super Bowl to Saturday.
Yes.
Of course, that means it'll take another 20 years, and I'm already getting to the point where I don't care that much about it, but we shall see. Are you going to watch it all this weekend?
You sound like our sports guy, Marty Martin, that came over this morning. He says, hey, what are you doing for the big game there on Sunday? And I said, well, probably go to Home Depot when it's nice and quiet and get a few things done.
Oh, I know. You and your wife will meet some snacks and have it on.
I have a funny story relating to that, kind of. Turns out, apparently, there might be a big Super Bowl party in the neighborhood at one of our neighbor's houses. Mm-hmm. Everybody was invited, except us. I don't know what's going on there, but one of
the
kids...
You don't like sports.
I don't know. I mean, I love the social aspect. I'll go and visit and have a Michelob Ultra. Eat your little weenies.
You're just going to go over and eat their food and drink their beer.
Everybody's going to be over there talking and have a good time. One of the neighbor kids from that house was over at our house, and she's like, are you coming to the Super Bowl party? And we're like, huh? Mm. Oh, yeah, everybody's coming.
You know, it's funny that you've spent years on this show talking about how you can't stand sports and how, you know, Super Bowl, you're going to go to Home Depot. And then suddenly like, wait, why didn't you invite me to the party?
I want to know why we weren't invited.
I'll tell you a few
reasons.
See,
and that's a party I would go to because you just have to walk across the street and you walk home and you get bored.
You know, and I can see the ordeal going on with those neighbors, too. They're like, God, we really want Nicole there, but she'd bring Jeremy.
He's going to bring us down. He's going to talk during the whole game.
He's going to talk. He's going to badmouth the game.
And then I'll be the guy that's
sports
like,
balls or whatever.
Commercials are on.
Here's hoping you get that worked out. There are three guys that are surviving members of something called the Never Miss a Super Bowl Club. They're now in their 80s. They have been in person to every one of the Super Bowls.
It's pretty cute.
First one was in 1967. The oldest guy is 85. He says he probably won't go next year. He'll probably pass it up.
It's cute, right?
Another one of them wants to go until at least 2026 because that'll be Super Bowl 60, and he just wants to be able to say he was at the first 60 Super Bowls. That's super cool. And then the last thing I've got for you quickly, we talk all the time about how eating crappy food is going to kill us. There's a new study out that says if you do switch to a healthy, more plant-based diet, you could add 10 to 13 years to your life.
That's a big number.
Now, that's if you start at, you know, in your early 20s or whatever. But even if you wait, they said even people who are 60 years old, if they say, I'm giving up the processed foods and all the red meat and stuff like that, and go to more, you know, vegetables,
plant-based,
fruits, nuts, legumes, whole grains. Even if you wait until you're 60, they say you could probably still add 8 years to your life.
It's pretty good.
Just by what we're shoving into our pie hole.
Man, eat more
literally
beans.
Literally a pie hole
eat
many times.
Eat more beans.
Because who doesn't love pie?
Yes. We need a bean pie now.
Anyway, alter your diet, people, and add years to your life. All right, what else is trending?
Today is a great day to give up. Today's the 41st day of the year, and supposedly this is the day on average that people abandon their New Year's resolutions. They say, okay. The hell with it.
Right.
Pretty much they're just saying, hey, we're less motivated now at this point to continue with them. You're bored with them. People are saying there's complications, a la Valentine's Day, where you want to eat a bunch of sweets, Super Bowl with booze and chips and dip. You don't want to exercise, you know, you want to lay around and watch football. So anyway, today's the day. If you're looking to give up, hall pass, do it today.
I got a quick update for you. Remember that picture that you were raving about from the food last Friday night when we went someplace for the first time?
You didn't know what
we
it was.
We were sitting at the bar. I don't remember what it was. Gret says she wants to go back there tomorrow.
Do it.
And so I asked, I said, are you going to get that same kind of chicken fried steaky thing?
Mm-hmm.
She goes, I don't know, I might.
Oh, I would. It looked damn good, man.
So I'll tell you what, if we go, I'll send you another
picture. Please do. Bob Saget is trending. I think everybody's phones were pinging yesterday. I know I've got about 5 news alerts on this. They now know the cause of death for Bob Saget. Authorities concluded that he looks like he just hit the back of his head on something, maybe really hard. Thought nothing of it, went to bed, went to sleep, and passed away. So I don't know if there's internal bleeding or something going on there. No drugs, no alcohol.
Yeah.
But I've heard stories about people hitting their heads like this all the time, yeah. and it kills you. It's scary.
So this is hitting close to home in our family because my other stepdaughter banged her head snowboarding at about the same time this happened with Bob Saget.
No.
Concussion. She spent 8 hours in an emergency room. They keep doing you need to stay on top of this. That has been a few weeks. She still is not back to normal.
Holy
has headaches.
Oh, man.
Has every. And so when this news came out yesterday, Gretchen's like, look at this. The story about Bob Saget. It's exactly what happened to my daughter.
That's scary stuff, man.
So we're a little concerned.
It's eye opening for anyone that has hit in their head recently. Like, take it serious. That's your head. You don't know what's going on in there.
When I got nailed in the head by that golf ball, and that's been about 20 years now. I have the whole 20 years, I've wondered if I had a ticking time bomb in there.
You better go get scanned. At this point, I think you're fine.
Maybe.
In 20 years. You're doing all right. You're doing fine. Real quick, here is some more sports ball stuff. They said tickets to the big game expected to be the most expensive in history. The average price for a Super Bowl ticket is $8,772.
Oh, come on.
If you want to be down on the sideline, $50,000 to sit there and watch these guys run up and down the field. Also supposed to be one of the hottest Super Bowls ever, in the upper 80s. Current record for the highest temp is 82. Whatever, fun fact. It's going to be hot and expensive if you're going to the big game. What else is going on? You did the diet story. Oh, my gosh. We do have to talk about this. I wanted to do it as our clickbait, but we can't post the photo of it. It's a really bad promotion. There's a pizza joint in Philly that ran an ad last week, and they wanted, let's say, some exposure, and they got exposure. What they did is they ran a local magazine ad that was mailed out to, like, thousands of people. And along with pizza at this place, they also sell fancy coffee. So someone just went onto Google, it looks like, and pulled an image off Google of somebody pouring a cup of coffee. And, you know, they do the little frothy design in the coffee.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if you look really close at the frothy design, it's a naked guy.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a frothy pee-pee ding-ding. So
That
went out to lots and lots of people. And once you see it, you cannot unsee it. They did post an apology.
We
can't post it. I mean, you can Google it all you want now this morning on your own phone.
It's just another lesson. People, stop pulling images off the internet, especially if you're putting them in an ad like that. They could get sued like crazy.
They could get sued, and then this could happen. This could happen.
But this is
a frothy naked man.
This is a little bit more of a penalty for it than I think.
Oh, my gosh. I see it. All right, let's do clickbait. It's on our Facebook, Dom and Jeremy on the FB. This one we can post. It's coming from an art museum in Russia who recently hired a new security guard, and he was super duper bored on his first day working there, his first night, whatever. So to pass time, he went over to one of the paintings and he drew little eyeballs on it. The portrait is called Three Figures. It's just three blank faces with no facial features at all, and he took a ballpoint pen and put little eyes on it. Turns out that painting is worth about $1 million. And now restorers are going to have to try to get those little eyeballs off.
The image is pretty funny.
It's pretty funny. It's on our Facebook, Dom and Jeremy.